Wayne here to help you out installing PDF Creator, a open source version of Adobe Acrobat Professional. It isn't the exact same product, but it's good enough for many situations. Now let me just show you the goal here. The goal here is to take a program like Microsoft Word. Now is the time for all, you know the rest. Let's say you have, you know how you can make a Word file by just doing save as, file, save as, and you certainly know you can print it to a printer, for example, HP LaserJet 4050 series PCL, but you might want to be able to make a PDF file too. Now, on my particular computer, I happen to have the full version of Adobe Acrobat. The full version not only reads PDF files like the free Adobe Acrobat Reader does, but also creates PDF files as well. I don't use it very often because I use PDF Creator. And most people will not have the full version of Adobe PDF because that can cost a lot of money, especially when you have to buy dozens or hundreds of copies for individuals in an organization. It can get to be very expensive. So most people do not have Adobe PDF, but they want to be able to make PDF files. So how do you do that? There's no way to do that in File Save As, because while Save As has several different options, Save As Type, PDF files is not one of them, unfortunately. So the solution to that is either to purchase the full version of Adobe Acrobat or to use an open source equivalent. The open source equivalent that we're going to learn today is PDF Creator. So let's close Microsoft Word. Let's start our internet browser. For this particular purpose, I'm going to use Mozilla Firefox, but you could just as easily use Internet Explorer or other kinds of browsers. Okay, and we're going to go to Google and type in PDF Creator. This is certainly not the only way to find it, but it's popular. So you can type in PDF Creator. The very first link that comes up is sourceforge.net, and it's a particular project called PDF Creator. SourceForge.net is a place on the internet, a website that contains thousands of open source software projects. Open source means that the code is freely available. It means some other things as well, like you can download the program for free, for example. But in general, it means that people are sharing the code to be able to get their name out there, reduce the costs, learn about it, and a variety of other tools. So the one that we're going to use is a variety of other reasons. We're going to use PDF Creator. So we'll click on PDF Creator. Takes a couple of seconds to come up here. My computer is sort of an older computer. Okay, it gives us a little bit of details about the program. PDF Creator easily creates PDFs from any Windows program, which is kind of neat. Okay. There's two versions that we could use, an older version, 0.8, from March of last year, which is sort of the last stable version, and then a little upgrade, 0.8.1, Release Candidate 6. Release Candidate means sort of like a beta version for people to test. You could use either of these, because I've used this program for a long time, and I can tell you that it's a stable program. We'll just choose the last stable version. You could always uninstall it and download this one and install it. Probably it won't be long before the Release Candidate 6 goes away, and it'll just be 0.8.1. But we'll do this download here. Then it brings up a page of exactly which one you want to download. This can be a little confusing the first time you see this. You don't want to download the patch, because the patch is for people who have, say, 0.7 and just want to upgrade from 0.7 to 0.8, but that's not us. You don't want to download the source, because you're not going to be compiling this program in C, like in the old days, quote-unquote, of computers. You don't need to do that. Although, for some organizations, it's nice to know that the source code exists and that you can own it, you can have access to it if you need it. The only difference is which version of GoScript, which is a special kind of program that helps make a PDF creator go, which one do we need? And we're going to use the GNU GoScript. Okay, it doesn't really matter, actually, for our purposes, but the licensing structure for GNU is a little bit more congruent with the needs of an educational institution. Okay, you get a feel for the size, which isn't very large, 7 megabytes. It'll only take a few seconds to download. So we click on that. Okay, it brings up a page. It has to pick a mirror because depending on where you are, the downloads can occur faster from particular sites rather than others. Whoops, that's a little error. That's not too good. Let's click on the link here. Okay, we click on the link, and it says you've chosen to download that executable. We're going to save it to disk. And of course, you always got to remember where you're going to save these files. So on my particular computer, we'll save them in C:\download. And we won't change the name of the file. That's fine. You can see it ends in an exe, which means we'll be able to run it right away after it downloads. So we download the file. It doesn't take very long to download, so we get a little message that says it's downloaded. So we'll click close here. Okay, and then we just run the program. So we do start, run. You could also use Windows Explorer to do this as well. Browse. Go to C:\download. PDF Creator, and you can see that it's 7.21 megabytes, which is kind of nice. So we'll click on that, click Open, and click OK. So it runs this little installer program. We want to click OK and to the all the defaults. We'll just say yes to everything. So we wanted to install it in English. That's OK. We want to install PDF Creator on my computer. Yes, I accept the license agreement. And we want to install it to the default location, C as in Charles, Program Files, PDF Creator. In the College of Business at Cal State Northridge, usually we ask everyone to install things in D as in David, or possibly E:. We leave C:\ for the system. But for this particular program, it's only 8 megabytes, and it doesn't take up very much space. So we'll just install it here on C:. We click on Next. We want full installation. There isn't any reason not to do that. And we want to install the printer driver. That's the whole point of this program. Okay. It will create a program shortcut, which is nice. And it creates a desktop icon. That's nice. It'll just install these things. You don't need to know what GNU Go script is. That's not important here. Click Install. We give it a little bit of time to copy all of its files. My notebook is about 4 years old. And so it's not the world's fastest notebook, so we need to give it some time for all of this installation to occur. And it's a little hard to know sometimes what's going on, but when it says finishing installation, it's finishing up the last parts of the installation, including adjusting the Windows registry entries. And that can take a little bit of time, so you can't see it. But my hard drive is moving and accessing, and it's doing a lot of things on the computer, so it really should have an hourglass here, but it doesn't. But we're just waiting a little bit for that to be done. Okay, it wants to restart the computer. This kind of program, you need to restart the computer, but we don't actually have to do that right now. We can do that later on. Click Finish. Okay, then we are all set. In fact, it even makes a little icon on the screen, which is kind of nice, PDF Creator. We click on Start. Let's go back to Microsoft Word again. Let Word start. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we could do File, Print. Now, in this particular case, when the print box comes up, it's the same normal print box. You can click on the upside-down triangle, and you see one more item in this list. Ignore Adobe PDF. That won't be on your computer. But you have one more printer, quote-unquote, on your computer, which is called PDF Creator. And PDF Creator, if you print to this printer, instead of printing to a regular external device, like an HP LaserJet printer, PDF Creator makes a PDF file on your computer. So if I select the device as PDF Creator, make any of the changes on the dialog box that I need to as usual. This would be true in PowerPoint, Excel, a browser. anything that you want to do. PDF Creator works great with browsers because it allows you to capture the whole page even if the page scrolls off the screen, which is better than a screenshot. So PDF is really nice for keeping track of things like that. You click on OK. And then what happens is nothing comes out the printer, of course. It's making a file. So as soon as you click OK, it runs a program called PDF Creator. Gives you a couple of pieces of information. You want to click on Save. And what happens is it asks you where to save the PDF file. You notice, let's keep things simple. Let's save it in the C:\ download directory just to be safe here. And it calls it document 1. We could erase that name, call it testfile.pdf. So it makes a PDF file, we called it test file, and it's going to put it in C:\ download. You could put it anywhere you wanted to, like E:\ my projects or something like that, or maybe where you put your web files, that's where you would store this, for example. So you click on save, you give it a little bit of time. It's actually running, and then after it makes the PDF file, it pulls up Adobe Acrobat Reader. It won't pull up Professional. It'll pull up Reader on your computer. You give it a couple of seconds or so to start, and it displays the PDF file for you. Let's hide this over here. So, for example, we go down here. If we look at the Word, this is the Word file in Microsoft Word. We click over here. This is the Adobe Acrobat, the PDF file. So you've made yourself a PDF file. You can now FTP this to your website, and you can post a PDF file or send it in for a grant proposal, send it to a colleague where you don't want it modified or something like that. There's a variety of different options. So we'll click exit out of this. And just to be able to verify that it's actually there, let's do start run CMD, which is brings up a DOS prompt. We'll change into the download directory and do a DIR for PDF files. And you'll see there it makes a test file.pdf, and it's only 6K. It's not a very big file. So that'll work well on the web. And that's how you install PDF Creator and create a PDF file. And it'll even work in sophisticated programs like Visio and things like that. But you really should test it first. Especially if you have a long document, like a Microsoft Word document that goes on for 25 or 30 pages, I would test it and make sure all the page breaks are at the right spot and things like that. But that's a handy tool. So we will close Microsoft Word, which takes a second or so to do. And we will stop the tutorial right here. Thank you very much.